How would you like a little romantic comedy right now?
Okay.
I don't know if this fully qualifies as comedy, but it's kind of like one of those movies that women love so much. Nicholas Sparks type story.
Aww.
I think we need to offer that every now and then on our show.
Yeah, sure.
And since Heidi's not available anymore, mm-hmm. and Hawk and I off the market, Cato, you're, well...
I've given up.
You're not able to carry this entire romantic comedy thing. We're going to have to turn to the internet for a story that is making the rounds right now, and it is pretty interesting, and hopefully we're going to have the ending to this story soon. It starts out a year ago with a 21-year-old girl named Andrea getting onto an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And as she was flying up in the air above the United States, her Wi-Fi was not working on her phone. So she decided to write down her situation on the barf bags that sit in the seat back. She left those there, and they were found by someone who is just now, for some reason, sharing them on the internet.
Mm.
And everyone is trying to find out what happened to Andrea and her love story.
Okay, so she just started writing her story like a diary on the bags?
I'm going to read her story to you. These were on the back of the barf bags. It said, "If you're reading this, hello, my name is Andrea, and I'm incredibly bored. Right now, the flight I am on is going from Miami to Washington, D.C. I'm 21, so I bought the ticket last night at 4 a.m. because I have a huge crush on my best friend. He's flying from Boston to New Orleans and has a layover in D.C. I actually live in D.C., and I was going to go up there soon anyway, so I thought, why not? I'll surprise him at the airport during his layover. I'm going to tell him that I have a crush on him."
Oh.
All right. But, of course, in any good romance, Andrea offers up a conflict that could get in the way.
Uh-oh.
"See, I'm going to Australia for a semester abroad in 4 days, and I won't see him for 5 months, so this is the last chance I have to tell him my feelings." She says, "I know I'm lame for writing this on a barf bag." She says that she didn't have a choice because of the Wi-Fi being so bad. She said, "I don't have a choice. My Wi-Fi is down. So I'm writing it here, and I hope that whoever finds it will have a better flight than me as they think about my situation and what's going on."
Well, looking at her writing, that's girl writing right there.
It's good writing, too.
Well, I'm just saying, girls write bigger, and they have the heart shapes over the eyes and stuff like that. That's a barf bag girl write right there.
Well, she signs it Andrea, it does seem like it's probably a girl.
Well, I'm just saying it's legit as I see these pictures online.
Thank you, Detective Harrison.
Hey, I'm trying to figure out who Andrea is. Is that why you brought it up?
Well, yeah, but I don't think that helped. She says, "Anyway, I hope this has made your flight a little less boring. Do me a favor and do something crazy today like I am doing. Good luck, whoever you are." And a little heart, and it says, "Andrea."
Okay.
So Reddit on the internet is a website where people can share information, and they put things on there and vote for them, and that's taken over this whole thing. And the Reddit users are trying to find out who Andrea is and whether or not the story ended well. So far, the Redditors have done some really good professional investigative stuff. One of them said, "Hey, the handwriting is big and flowery, and it looks like a girl."
Oh, see, brilliant.
I've heard that.
I just said it while ago.
Wow.
It was me.
I was joking about that part. They did actually find out about the possible spring 2018 research or semesters in college that she could have been in. And they narrowed it down to one particular thing that fell in her time frame, and it's a specific university. It's Arcadia University. So now they're trying to find Andrea that went to Arcadia University in the spring of 2018 in Australia and find out if she actually told her best friend that she had a crush on him and how it turned out.
Well, don't the airlines keep record of the Andreas that flew on the airplane?
You'd have to probably try to get them to give you that information.
It would probably not be something they volunteer.
Yeah.
But hopefully, by spreading this around as far and wide as we can, Andrea will own up to it and say, "Hey, that's me everyone's talking about. Here's what happened."
Unless he turned her down, she's going to keep quiet.
Right. Mm-hmm. Then she's like, oh, it didn't end well. I'm embarrassed about this.
I guess that's why I don't, you know, like romantic comedies.
Oh.
I'm like, I don't care if Andrea, you know, found the guy or not.
To be honest with you, I think she sounds like a drama queen to me.
Yeah.
I mean, who really cares about her life that she has to write it on the back of a barf bag on a plane?
Reddit.
Well, if she didn't write it on the barf bag and she actually went on the internet with it, where would she have posted that information that he wouldn't have eventually found out about?
Reddit.
See, I would have walked out of this movie.
Well, of course, you're a guy.
Yeah, true.
Well, it's a romantic comedy. I did this for all of the women out there who like these stories.
But I'm sensitive. I like, you know, I watch Dancing with the Stars. I like that.
I don't think it's logical.
What's not logical
about her writing it there just because the internet was down? Because if she wrote it on the internet, then everybody would know, and then he would find out, and it wouldn't be the same story.
And why does she even write it? I would just sit there on the flight thinking about it. Oh,
me too.
I have a drink.
It's homework, ain't it?
Okay.
I have a drink and think about it.
And then throw up in the bag.
Let me read a little more to you so you'll understand.
No, it's
I don't
all
need
right.
to.
That's okay.
I'm going, can
well,
I get my
you
money
asked,
back?
Why did she write it on the bag? She said she was nervous about it, and she says, I'm writing this. I know I'm lame for writing this on a barf bag, but I'm bored and my Wi-Fi is down.
We got that.
She ain't the only one that's bored right now.
And I'm nervous as crap. So this is me venting.
Okay.
The enormous Starbucks pumped with caffeine probably isn't helping me anyway.
There you go.
All right. Okay.
You guys suck. I'll never tell you another romantic
good.
Guy.
Good.
Yeah.